Where does one go when they have nowhere else to turn? I ask myself my question all the time. I always want to know what people are thinking about me, about life. But it's hard enough to ask myself that question. So, I begin with this podcast starting out. I'll remain anonymous for now. You can call me that fat black guy. Born January 23rd, 1984, at 2:32 p.m. in Kaiser Harbor City. If you know my voice, then you'll know my name. We use many different things in life to adjust, to make ourselves better. The one thing that seems to be the glaring thing that we use is social media. I myself am an addict. I'm an addict to what others are doing in their day because I'm so afraid to live my own life sometimes. I'm an addict to living my life vicariously through people that don't know me and don't know anything about me. I'm an addict to hiding in plain sight. I live a false life of trying to be transparent, but I don't even know the meaning of the word. What are we hiding? What is so scary about us that we don't want anybody else to know? Why do we feel that fear twinge in us when the times get rough? Why is it that we only use social media to down others or talk about how great our life is? Who are we? Who am I? Am I just a screen name? Am I just something that people cast away? To the government, I'm a number. To my mother, I'm her son. To many women, I'm a bad ex-boyfriend. To my bosses, I may be a horrible employee or the best employee that they've ever had. But who am I? Better question, who are you? I do this podcast as a self-examination, not just on my life, but I welcome you to examine yours as well. The things that we sit around and we think about are secret thoughts. Not the stuff we tell people, but the stuff we don't want anybody to know. Who are we? Who are you? Who am I? Questions that nobody can answer straight up without twinging a little bit, without looking at themselves. They say it's hard for people to look in a mirror at yourself. Because it's too difficult to stare. Because you have to acknowledge all the crap that you've done. Everything that you are, everything that you aren't, and everything in between. So I ask you again, who are you? There's a video game called Skyrim. I play it religiously. Before you get to see who you are, you're just kind of rolling through the game, the first 10 minutes of the game through the intro. Is a long, slow, steady grind to your death. But before you die, there's a man with a clipboard in his hand, and he goes, "Who are you?" Now, because this is a video game, you get to choose your character. You get to make the character look however you feel. My character is always Redguard. Redguard are people that are desert, in Alicare Desert. So they're black. Okay? Me being black myself, I identify with them. I get it. And one of the best races out there when it comes to Skyrim, they can withstand just about anything. And they handle their lives very easily. Most of them are considered to be assassins. Most of the time. But in this game, I can choose whatever I want to do. I can choose to live the good life, or I can choose to be horrible. I choose to live the good life. I kind of go through, do all my missions and quests the way I'm supposed to. Every now and then, I do something that I'm not supposed to. Do I feel bad about it? It's a video game. No, it's just fantasy. It's just fantasy. But who? Am I?
I can run down all my stats for you. I'm 6'1", 332, 335. I live in Compton, California. I drive a GMC Terrain. I live in a 3-bedroom house. Just started working at Pepsi, I guess. But what? What does that all mean? Who am I? I examine the question a little bit deeper. I'm kind of a nerd. More a geek than anything else. I'm really good with my hands. I love technology. I do a lot of different things. But I have to go deeper when I ask, who am I? I'm a liar. I'm a cheater. I physically abuse women at one point in my life. Well, a couple of women. It's not something that I made a habit. I'm also not proud of it. I've been a bad boyfriend to some, a good boyfriend to others. My only goal in life is to be a great man. That's it. Growing up without a father, that wasn't always the easiest thing to do. Not always having an example of what a man is in your life 24/7 is very difficult, but not hard, but not impossible to be a great man. I've had many great men around me, and I've picked things from them on how they live their lives, and I've added them to myself. So I'm a hodgepodge of all these things that I've mentioned to you. The only thing I know for sure is that I can still change my stars. I can always realign the planets how I want them to go. I can make my life what I choose to. It does take work. It does take a lot. It takes a conscious effort on every day to not succumb to the social normities around me and just be something that people expect me to be. I call this my shock value because people think when they see me, I'm just some fat guy. And I'm not. I'm much more than the skin that I'm in. I'm better than what I project. All I need to do is reach down and grab. So I ask you all again, who are you? Thank you.